From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A British-based monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo has reached its end with rebel forces withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. This comes as the European Union's foreign policy chief said the change needed in Syria would not come on the battlefield.
For us, it is still very evident that the military dynamic on the ground will not bring an end to the war, will not probably defeat Daesh in itself. We will need to have a political transition, some form of power sharing in Damascus to put an end to the war. And this is the focus of our political work with all the regional players.
Federico Mogherini. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
And as of today, Israel is our first and only friend in the region that's flying F-35. And it's my honor to be here marking the delivery of these planes, the Adir, to America's closest friend and ally in the region.
Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties that have been blocked for decades by human rights concerns under the late communist leader Fidel Castro. The agreement was signed Monday in Brussels. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect